One, let's talk about these sickies in Northern Ireland. Cost the public sector nearly £150 million last year. That's nearly £40 million a year more than the rest of the UK. These are the latest figures released by the Northern Ireland Audit Office. They show the level of absenteeism has gone down across the civil service and health and education sectors, but targets set out in the executive programme for government were still not met. The CBI Northern Ireland Director Nigel Smith with us this morning. Morning to you, Nigel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Nipsa's Bumper Graham. Good morning to you, Nipsa.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Nipsa. Good morning, Bumper.
Right, Stephen.
You're not necessarily the whole of Nipsa just yet. Well, Nigel Smith, what do you make of this? Sickies cost us £150 million a year in the public sector. More than £40 million more than the rest of the UK. What's going on here?
Well, I think, one, you have to welcome that progress is being made. This has been moved up the priority list and progress is being achieved. But as you rightly identify there, compared with the rest of the UK, we're lagging significantly behind. Absenteeism levels are around 25 to 30% higher than in Great Britain. Just to correct you commented both in your news about the programme for government, that there is a target in the programme for government to bring that down to 8.5 days. So I think our comment on this is, unless there's more determined action, we're not going to achieve that target over the next few years.
You'd be pretty sure that there's a lot more sickness in the public sector than the private sector?
Well, we're not saying that. That's what the figures indicate. These figures indicate that absenteeism on average is now about 10.7 days. In Great Britain, in the equivalent for a public sector, it's around about 8.1. If you take the private sector across the UK, or in fact, the overall public and private sector across the UK, it's about 5.9 days. So we do know that the private sector is considerably less.
So it's 5.9 days.
Could not survive with these levels of absenteeism.
So it's 5.9 days in the private sector in Northern Ireland, is that right?
I can't give a Northern Ireland figure. That's a UK figure
against what?
From the national.
5.9 in the private sector against what in the public sector?
It's currently 10.7 days in Northern Ireland. For those that we're measuring here, one of the concerns with this report is in some elements, in education, for instance, this refers to teachers, but there's no reference to non-teaching staff. That does not appear to be measured or monitored, and that in itself is a concern.
Bumper Graham, how do you explain it?
Well, Stephen, I don't think there's going to be much point, you and I and Nigel, getting into a big debate about how the figures are arrived at, because they use different calculations in different places, and that skews the figures. The more important thing is we need to get away from this once-a-year annual witch hunt of public servants. When this report's released...
Well, you don't want to be accountable now, is that
No, I'm not saying that, but when this report's released, you and your colleagues and the representatives of big business are all over it. And
wise up.
They ignore it for the other 364 days of the year.
Wise up.
What I'm saying to the employers is sit down with the trade unions and let's look at how we improve things. And let's not get away from it. As Nigel has said, it is an improving picture, but we think more can be done. And more can be done by tackling the problems that underlie this. And the problems are that a lot of it is down to long-term absence due to stress and due to industrial injuries. But if we improve the workplace, then the figures will come down. But you won't improve the workplace when you're constantly attacking public servants,
okay. Well,
attacking their pay, their jobs, their terms.
Well, accountability and evaluation and scrutiny is not a witch hunt, first of all. And if you have a situation where the sickness level is nearly double in the public sector than it is in the private sector, there is a big question there.
Yes, but let me...
How would you answer that?
Well, let me quote you something very briefly from the report. The report says, the environment in which public sector bodies currently operate is characterised by increasing pressure on limited resources. There's considerable pressure to achieve efficiencies in order to maximise effectiveness. In essence, that means fewer public servants are being asked to do more at a time when they're being threatened with the future of
and people
job.
In the private sector
and
aren't? There's not people in the private sector being pushed to do more, having taken pay cuts, working longer hours?
I'm not saying that, Stephen.
Well, but you are. You're distinguishing between the private and the public sector.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is you need to treat all workers, whether they be in the public sector or in the private sector, with dignity. You need to tackle the underlying problems. You don't go out and use the big stick. That the carrot is more effective than the big stick. But the employers don't sit around the table.
Nigel Smith, is he in the real world?
Well, to be fair, there's one or two elements of what Bumper said I would agree with. This is as much a cultural and a management issue as it is a fitness issue. I think we would come from the position that there's no reason why there'd be additional sickness in the public sector in Northern Ireland compared with GB or in the private sector. But we do know, and we've highlighted, we're not necessarily attacking, we're trying to highlight best practice. You know, if you take Northern Ireland Water, that they have managed to reduce absenteeism in 1 year by 30%. You know, they had a more proactive approach to it by management in terms of monitoring. They had a new attendance management policy. And as Bumper said, they actually went out and had greater assistance to those who are in long-term sickness. And in many cases, there's a variety of both carrots and sticks of approaching this issue and addressing this issue. You know, many companies will actually try to bring those people in long-term sick back into work on a phase or a stage type of approach, etc.
So,
in many cases, it's also about offering more flexible working. Some people are off sick, not because they're sick, but their child is sick or they've got an appointment or something. So you need to be a little bit more innovative. We need to understand the damage. The benchmark is, you know, we're never going to reduce sickness. Genuinely, about 85% to 90% of sickness is genuine sickness. But there is about 10% of it, we believe, from our national surveys, where people abuse the system. And there are some fairly generous schemes in place in the public sector. And it's not as visible. It tends not to be as visible in larger organisations.
So if you were advising the public sector, Nigel Smith, if the shoe was on the other foot and you were actually in charge of one of these health trusts, schools, whatever, education trusts, what would you be doing? How would you start to tackle this?
Well, the first thing is you measure, identify what the problem is. You then set ambitious targets and then you go to monitor that. Now, once you've done that, you then put in a series of measures to help your line managers. You give them responsibility for that. It may be that you have return to work interviews. You would also then look at what occupational health services. You take a proactive approach to helping those people who are genuinely ill to try to encourage and help them back to work.
If you think that some people are swinging the lead, right, if you think that some of it isn't genuine sickness, why are people doing that more within the public sector? Why?
I can't answer that, but you know, obviously you do pick up anecdotal information where people say, well, I've got my holiday leave, I've got my sick leave. These tend to be larger organisations where it maybe has the belief it has less impact. And a very small organisation, it is extremely visible. There's more pressure on other employees.
Bumper?
So
yep.
It is more recognisable. So
I'm not sure
if I can fully answer that question.
All right. Nigel, I know you need to go this morning, so thank you very much indeed.
Well, before he goes,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to keep you there, Bumper.
There's nothing in the report, and I've read the report, that talks about abuse. So, I mean, let's knock that on the head.
So you don't think there's much abuse within the public sector?
There's always going to be a very, very small proportion of that. But, I mean, that is...
I'm surprised we see people at work these days. By the time people have sickness leave and then they're working from home and then they're doing the rest of it, I'm surprised we see them in the office at all.
Stephen, I don't think you've read the report. 70% is long-term sickness, and that we need to address. But I...
Teacher sickness, Bumper.
I do want to test
teacher sickness absence rate stood at 7.3%.
Well, I do want to test out with Nigel one thing.
Hold on, that fell short of the target by six days. Only three health and social care trusts. You told me I haven't read the report. Let me just give some of the figures. Only three health and social care trusts achieved the target of 5.2% of working days lost between 2010 and 2011. They're major targets missed.
Handing figures around is not going to deal with the issue. But I do want to test Nigel out. He talks in a statement to your colleagues in BBC Northern Ireland News about taking further steps to bring Northern Ireland much more into line with national norms. Well, why does Nigel and the other corporate baggers want to move away from national norms in the likes of corporation tax? It's good enough to have national norms when it is the big stick beating the employees, but when it's to help the corporate baggers, it isn't good enough.
Go on, Nigel.
Well, I think the only reason we want to have reduced corporation tax is we have a genuine concern that we aren't creating enough job opportunities. This is all about
Nigel,
creating,
are you ever
jobs,
going to be consistent?
Opportunities for our young
national
people.
Norms
all the evidence would indicate
entirely different
significant
today.
Additional high-quality jobs in Northern Ireland. About half those jobs would be from inward investment, international investment. The other half would be in local indigenous industries.
I think it would help if there was a bit of consistency in the arguments that are put by the CBI, not playing whatever horse suits them.
Well, I totally refute that and various things. The issue that we have identified here is this is an issue, as I said, it's as much cultural and management as it is as a sickness issue. There is good practice within the public service who have successfully reduced it, but there's other organisations that are lagging well behind. There are also some organisations who are not measuring and monitoring that. If you're not doing that, you don't stand any chance of actually bringing it down. And at the time when we have got a major constraint on public expenditure, and that is likely to continue post-2015, we need to be getting Ratepayers and taxpayers should be looking for value for money from the amount of money they are actually
paying. One thing I will agree with you on, Nigel, is that we need to spend time looking at preventive measures rather than, as I said earlier, this once-a-year figures released, have a go at the public servant. Let's sit down with the employers and look at ways of tackling the underlying problem, not going out and castigating public servants on this once-a-year, the figures are out, have a go at them.
All I would be saying is this is a management issue. I would absolutely agree. This is about engaging your employees or through the trade unions. That is an absolutely, in terms of our own annual surveys, that features highly prominently in terms of how companies are certainly addressing that issue. They do sit down with their employees and they develop an action plan.
Can I just ask?
There are many carrots in that action plan, but at the end of the day, if it is being abused and it's only a small